His work has been banned, burned, and blacklisted. He survived talk show ambushes, protest marches, and death threats. And now Todd Sheets has let him loose on Jackalope Radio. Get ready, because whether you like it or not, you're about to have a heart attack.
Read my lips, I don't care what you say.
You know, folks, if you've been listening to Heart Attack for any length of time, you know that I cover politics far and wide and also in your backyard. And here in Los Angeles, I have been involved in a lot of the local backyard politics, and we have now found that one of these projects we're actively looking to shut down, the Millennium Project, has now gotten state regulator interest in the fact that they've been breaking California laws about earthquake safety. And so that project has been shut down. Yet at the same time, this bike lane issue where they are going to remove vehicle lanes on the busiest, most inappropriate streets to put a bicycle lane in. And not only did they put these bicycle lanes in, they took away parking. And that's been a big issue that we've been saying all along, that the city has had a master plan to remove over 2,000 parking spaces in our neighborhood. And in that plan, what we didn't figure out is our representatives, namely Jose Huizar, has painted out more parking in front of businesses that didn't get behind his policies. That's right. He used his political office for some payback on people that didn't agree with his point of view, so he used his office to punish them, including the restaurant Casa Bianca, which is the oldest and busiest restaurant in Eagle Rock. It's right on the main drag, and these guys painted out over 72 feet of parking in front of his restaurant. And then when they were called on it, they lied, and they said that it was a state issue. And I believe a gentleman named Nate Hayward was part of that deception. There is no state law directing these gentlemen on what to do, except for they could do whatever they want. That's exactly the point. There is no state law mandating where they put those red parked out parking spaces. They just put them in wherever they wanted to, and where they wanted to put them was where they could punish their enemies the best. And that happened this week. And also, you know, this guy, Jose Huizar, you guys have heard me screaming at him, and I was ranting about him the other week in the middle of talking about those seventh graders that got firearm issues when they weren't carrying any firearms and actually got suspended from school. So I've been talking about this guy quite a bit, and he has been the forefront behind a park here. There's a park they're going to do. It was on a gas station. If you've ever seen Reservoir Dogs, this is the gas station, the beginning of Reservoir Dogs. And this station was never, when it was knocked down, they never cleaned the earth, and they never did anything to mitigate all the pollutants from all the toxic drippings from the cars and the installed gasoline tanks. And so what Jose Huizar has done is he has been bending over backwards to pat himself on the back for paying far more money than what was necessary to get this plot of land, and they have no intention whatsoever to clean the earth. In fact, the city has claimed and flat out said, we would have never bought this land if we were going to have to clean it up. Well, guess what, folks? Mr. Huizar got some really bad news this week, and I know a lot of people are going to be crowing about it, but they shouldn't. You know, Jose Huizar's daughter, three-year-old child, has leukemia. That came out the very day after the parking stuff came out about him taking away people's parking spaces. Now, a lot of people are going to jump on the bandwagon and say, good, he's getting what he deserves. But I've been there. When I did the Dahmer books and my girlfriend was murdered, many people said, all right, finally, Hart Fisher knows what it's like to lose a loved one. Well, fuck you. Fuck all the people who said that. And you know what, Jose? Fuck anybody who says your child deserves this, because you know what? Your child's a three-year-old. Your child doesn't deserve this at all. And I'm going to give you some advice about cancer, because my wife is a cancer survivor. And something that you've done in our local neighborhood has been. You've worked very, very hard to shut down all of the medical marijuana pharmacies that you possibly could, making it very difficult for many cancer patients and many old folks with glaucoma or trying to treat their rheumatoid arthritis. Because, you know, marijuana is very good for treating inflammation of the joints. And he closed down these shops. He's made it very difficult for people to get their medicine in this poor working class neighborhood. And I'm going to tell you something about cancer that I was told at the beginning with my wife. This cancer is actually an opportunity for you. It's an opportunity that my wife and I got to clean up our lives. I myself had many people in my life that were actively aiding my wife's cancer. They were very nasty, poisonous people. I was working in the adult film industry. There were parts of that industry that aren't good on a young married couple. It's not so good to be subjected to some of the stuff that we watch 24 hours a day, every day. So I got my wife out of the adult film industry. I got us out of doing that. We were editing, and we owned a production company that we were editing a lot of adult material, and we got ourselves all the way out of that. We changed our lives, Mr. Huizar. And what this cancer is for you and your child is an opportunity for you to change your life. The cancer is a wake-up call. You need to take a hard look at yourself, a hard look at what you're doing, and a hard look at what your child is eating, who they're around, what kind of people are associated with your family. Take a really hard look, because this is an opportunity for you to change. This is an opportunity for you to do something right by your child. And fuck anyone who says that you're getting what you deserve for these things you've done. Your child doesn't deserve that. Your child isn't innocent. And these things were said about me when my girl was murdered. I had the same shit. People, oh, you're finally finding out what it's like. Well, fuck that nonsense. You got a chance here. Your kid's still alive. Cancer is not a death sentence. You can look into alternative therapy. And in fact, I believe we were talking about a story just the other week about a three-year-old who was treating their leukemia by ingesting cannabis oil. And it's had amazing effect on that child. So, Mr. Huizar, my thoughts are with you. My thoughts are with your child. So while I may not like you very much or your policies very much, I do offer you my deepest sympathies to what happened to your family and what's going on with your child. So best of luck with that. And on that note, we're going to go to song. When we come back, we're going to get into some real fucked up political corruption. I'm Hart Fisher. With me is Josh Hadley. You're listening to Motherfucking Heart Attack.
Lost. give it to me. If you spit up on one of these, spit up on me. If you rip off, lie to, hit on, I tell you, you might as well do it to me.
Hey folks, I am Hart D. Fisher. You're listening to Heart Attack, and Josh, speak so people know you're there.
I am actually here, yes. Hart will let me speak this segment. He is such a benevolent master.
Yeah, actually, Josh has got some interesting stuff that he wanted to get into. Before we do, I do want to go off on a right away on a little piece of good news here, guys. You know, there was a high school student who grabbed a National Rifle Association t-shirt and wore it to school, and she was disciplined by the school. And this is just an NRA shirt. There's nothing negative about it. They used their school's policy about violence to kick this kid out of class and to get the shirt pulled off of her. And guess what? Their policy did not cover the shirt. The shirt is not something that falls under their advocating violence policy, and they had to reverse themselves. So this girl can now wear her NRA shirt to the Orange Unified School District. So I think that's pretty cool. I like to tell people every once in a while, you know, if you speak up and you stand up for your rights, you can get what you want.
Yeah, you can, and you can also get porn spammed like I've been lately.
What?
On my Skype. I keep getting porn spammed. I was recording a Radiodrome last week, and webcamsex.com, www.teensex, just randomly called me on Skype. They're not friends with me. We have no contact information. I didn't accept it. And then right before we started recording, Hart, I got a whole bunch of random letters and numbers that left me a voice message of a minute 16. I don't know what is going on. I've seen some other people say that porn spam has just been randomly Skyping them, that they look for people that are on Skype, and they'll just try and call you with, hey, come to our porn site, see women get their orifices all stretched out. So even Skype is porn spam now.
You've been targeted, my friend. You've been targeted specifically, and I don't think it has to do with just the fact that you're on Skype all the time. For the folks at home who haven't heard, Jackalope Radio got hacked off the air over the weekend for 10 hours, and it was a bunch of douchebags that spent a lot of time hacking into the Lord and Master of Jackalope Radio's home computer and his access codes. Good old Todd Sheets got his ass hacked off yet again, and gee, this seems to happen when we're talking about the missing $9 trillion from the Federal Reserve, the secret trade agreements that are happening overseas to install SOPA, and that's when Jackalope Radio gets hacked off the air, right when we get onto SoundCloud. Gee, you think that's an accident? I don't believe in the coincidence, and I think the same thing has happened to you, Josh. You've definitely been targeted. A lot of what you do is very political, and I've been talking to a lot of my other friends doing political radio, and they've been telling me that a lot of the people doing alternative radio and alternative news that are telling you the things the corporations don't want you to know have all been undergoing hacking, have all been getting hacked, have all been getting targeted, including the independent voices on Blip TV. And I don't know much about Blip, but you do, Josh. What the fuck's happening on Blip?
Okay, Blip is an independent video service provider. It's kind of like YouTube, but it's a lot less restrictive. You get and you can monetize it. So that's where people like Brad Jones and like that, where they make their living. They make the videos, and then you have a forced commercial at the beginning that you sit through. the way it usually goes is you get so many cents for every 1,000 views you get of that commercial. And that can add up fast if you're a really popular show, Hart. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know some people that can make $60,000 to $70,000 a year doing this.
Not anymore, I guess, huh? Something's right. Changing?
Well, and it was very open source. It was anybody can do this. You've got a review show. You just want to, you know, blog. You just want to vlog about why you love Batman so much. You can do that. And Blip has now decided, they came under new ownership, and their new owners have decided to cull the bottom 90%. They're only keeping their top 10% of shows. Everyone else has been kicked off Blip, and they have 30 days to get their videos off.
It's my understanding that it's more than that, too. They've completely revised their content rules, and they've changed their content rules, such as, like, if it's considered that your channel is advertising a product, or, like, so if you're out there blogging the fuck out of the new Batman movie under the new rules, they could just take you down because
that's
just advocating a product.
No, that's absolute bullshit, because a lot of the ones they kept are people that straight out do that kind of thing.
Well, I'm just saying that those are some of the new rules. I've been getting emails from people about this, and they wanted me to talk about this on the air. And since you have friends and you know people doing this, a lot of these small show producers, they're being shut out as fast as possible. And these guys, it seems like they want to be the next Hulu, but it seems to be more about shutting down alternative speech and about really just shutting down an alternative method of talking about issues. We're seeing that all over the web. That's a big part of what these secret trade agreements are about. These people who are taking over Blip, who's behind it? Who are the new owners? What is that all about? We're seeing this all over the web with new rules and copyright law being used to censor political speech.
The thing with Blip is the new owners want to follow the pay-per-view rules. They gave an interview to a financial magazine back in March. And now this hasn't been laid out, but the evidence suggests this is where they're going. They gave an interview saying that you just cannot make a healthy profit with this watching commercials before you watch a web reviewer. They were admiring Hulu Plus, that you pay $5-$10 a month and you get to watch everything. Or the free version, you have to watch a ton of commercials to watch it for free. Now, that is going to severely hamstring some of the people that they kept, most of which are under contract with Blip.
I gave up the whole pay-per-view model at American Horrors so that we could have a wider audience. And Film On was so happy when I made that decision. You know, Film On is one of the largest aggregators of online television content in the whole world. Yet no one reads about Film On in any major news magazine. Where is the article in Rolling Stone about Alki and what he's doing? There should be a major article about what he's up to. There should be articles in the LA Times about what Alki is doing. He's really shaking things up at Film On. He's doing some really important stuff. And you know what? Film On, a lot of its content is free to watch. And they have been butting heads with Hulu. And Hulu is owned by the major content providers of NBC and CBS, et cetera, et cetera. So they use their muscle to leverage out guys like Alki. And they're using their ability and their advertising dollars as a way to get his content censored so no one talks about what he's doing at Film On. And at Film On, you could watch American Horrors for free. And I'm not just trying to be a self-promoter here. This is a service, and this is a thing that's for free and is actually threatened by these foreign trade agreements and some of these new laws they want to pass to, I believe, lock out somebody like an Alki David so they can keep it all an in-house network, an old boys club. And I think that's part of what's happening with Blip TV. They had their experiment, and they got a lot of traction, and now they're using stuff like this guy that I've been talking to, Super Strider. He's sending me various emails, and they're trying to knock him out for prohibited content or your content promotes a commercial product or enterprise. Well, what the fuck? If you're covering a movie, aren't you promoting a commercial product or enterprise? If you go to a red carpet event and you shoot it, aren't you promoting a product or a business enterprise?
But as I said, Hart, they also, a lot of the ones that they're keeping do the exact same thing. So they're
being selective.
That's just an excuse.
Selective enforcement, because this guy claims I haven't violated any of these terms and they're shutting me down.
Yeah, they did the same thing. My blip channel got culled.
Oh, you had a blip channel, Josh? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, for my old midnight TV show and the stuff I narrate for RoboCopArchive.com and that. I had my own
blip
channel.
I'm sure that the RoboCop people at MGM were fucking happy as hell to, we got to get this taken down. And what they don't understand is when you do a fan site about RoboCop, you're keeping that franchise alive. What these fucking morons don't get is when you do that stuff, like you, Josh, when you're talking about RoboCop, you're keeping it alive. You're keeping the interest in the character alive. They need guys like you.
But see, here's the thing. I'm not stopping. Let's just say Geek Juice, Alex Jowski, and I already had a plan in place for when this happened. Because see, Blip's one of their biggest competitors was called Springboard. It's a very similar service. We already had a contract set up with Springboard. So all we have to do is move all of our stuff over there, and all Alex has to do is change the URLs on the website, and we're all set. So really, for us, not a whole lot's going to change. But unfortunately, Springboard can't take the mass migration of everyone that got kicked off Blip migrating over to Springboard. Springboard allows you to monetize. Yes, you could also go to Vimeo or something like that, but you can't monetize on Vimeo. And YouTube is useless because everything you're doing is going to get shut down for copyright claims, so that's not even worth it.
And they're not even valid copyright claims, because what they're doing is they're shutting down critics. They're shutting down people that are discussing these films for the purposes of social commentary and criticism, which is completely within the law.
The RoboCop Archive channel, Hart, got shut down. They lost their entire channel because of MGM copyright claims.
They're fraudulent, and they know it.
On that RoboCop Archive channel was the very definition of fair use. But with YouTube, you have to be willing to go to court to prove that you actually had fair use.
And essentially what we have here is we have the major players in the internet setting the playing field so that it favors the giant corporate titans and completely fucks us, the regular guy, which is exactly what's happening on the larger scale right now, because in front of the Supreme Court is a case from some fucking rich guy who's claiming that the fact that the political campaign contribution laws, the limits on his ability to contribute to the candidates, is infringing upon his free speech rights. He wants to have unlimited campaign contributions for private individuals, much the same as they've done for corporations. So now you don't need a corporation to own your candidate. You can just be a fucking rich guy and you can just buy your candidate right out of the box. And that's what's happening right now. And we already know that since they've changed the law and allowing these corporations to fill up these politicians' coffers, unlimited, $1 billion poured into the political process. $1 billion. That's right, $1 billion. And if you think that your needs as a human being are not being outweighed by a solitary corporation's needs, you're fucking dead wrong. Because most Americans have lost interest in their governance, have lost interest in our government. And so shit like this is going down. Have you heard anything about this shit, Josh?
Not this one specifically. People have lost interest. I mean, I'm not going to talk about the government shutdown, but I'm just going to use that as an example. People are already sick of hearing about it. I've seen people that when they turn on the news, they're like, oh, God, they're still talking about this.
And
they,
you know,
just,
folks,
they don't
the
care.
The shutdown is bullshit. The shutdown is utter bullshit. And the Republican Party is breaking the law. As we discussed last week, Josh went over the terms and definitions of what a terrorist is, and it's obvious to us that the Republican Party are a terrorist party, and what they're doing right now is a terrorist action against the United States. And you know what, folks? Americans are dying because of this shutdown. That's right. Americans are fucking dying. There are cancer programs that have shut down, and those people with cancer are fucking dying. And guess what else because of the government shutdown? All the government watchdog agencies are shut down. So that's right. So the NSA is spying on you rampantly, and we already know they break the law whenever they fucking feel like it and only admit it when they're caught. And guess what? Whatever watchdog agency was in charge of watching them at all is now on a furlough. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. And I know you, Josh, have been keeping track of this and checking into this stuff, and it's just fucking ridiculous. I mean, what were we talking about last week? Different parks and stuff, and you were talking about school food programs where kids are going to go hungry because of this bullshit?
Yeah, it was actually on What the Fuck, not Heart Attack, but that I was talking
okay.
about it. But
let's tell our hour-long audience a little bit about that, because you really did the research, and I was pretty impressed with what you came up with. I mean, the fact that we have kids that aren't going to eat now because of some fucking monkey in a suit who thinks he's Mr. Tough Guy. Yeah, I'm talking about you, John Boner, and the rest of your scumbag crew. I mean, dude, Josh, fucking unleash, man.
These services are hitting real people. Your everyday person might not even realize just how much they rely on various government services. Most school lunch programs, or in larger cities, school breakfast programs, are federally funded. So these kids don't get to eat.
And I want people to remember that we're undergoing a lot of natural disasters around the country, and there's a lot of federal aid programs that are feeding people who are dealing with the floods, who are dealing with having their homes burned to the fucking ground, who are dealing with still what happened over in New Jersey with the tsunami that came in the wintertime and flooded everything. These people are all having to deal with federal aid programs, and it's impacting their fucking lives over these assholes. Sorry, Josh, didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, there's also one that just came out 2 days ago. Because the FDA has been not shut down, but stripped to the bare bones, because the F stands for federal, there's been a mass salmonella outbreak in chicken across the country. Because they didn't have enough inspectors, and it slipped through.
It was Foster Farms.
Yep.
And, you know, I'll tell you straight up, man, I go shopping, okay? Since my wife got sick, I've had to take over a lot of the stuff that she used to do. So I'm the guy for the last – I mean, I shopped for myself when I was single anyway. You know, I went to the store, and I've been going to the store, and I cook. I don't like microwave food. I never have. I've never liked Hungry Man dinners. So I've always cooked, and I'm telling you, the fucking chicken ain't right no more. I don't know what the fuck is going on with chicken in this country, but the chicken ain't right. It doesn't cook up right. Like when you make a chicken cutlet, it's this weird spongy chicken product. And I'm talking exactly about a Foster Farms, because here in California, they're the major producer. I get a lot of my groceries from Vons. And so
yeah,
I don't buy chicken there
anymore. You guys in California got hit worse than anyone else with the salmonella.
Because it's a California chicken company that had the salmonella outbreak. And so how many people are dead now because of this shutdown? Because there wasn't somebody there to protect us from bad food. And these guys are so short-sighted, so disgustingly selfish in their desires. You know what, folks? I don't like Obamacare. And my problem with Obamacare is very simply this. All they did is make a law that forces you to take insurance with the companies that fuck you. That's right. The companies that fuck you. Anthem Blue Cross is a company that has fucked their fucking patients time and time again. It's absolutely brutal. I've been watching this Breaking Bad show, the marathon, because I never got to watch the show, because when I was dealing with my wife's cancer was when the show was launched, and frankly, it was fucking depressing. I couldn't handle it, and I'm watching it now, and it's the same shit. You got a fucking DEA agent who's crippled up, and he could get better care. He could get the right care. He could walk again. No problem. There's care for that. But the insurance agency said, well, you know, we need to discuss what's right for our financials on whether or not your husband's ever going to walk again. And that really rang home with me, because these are the things that we depend on government for. Government is meant to protect us from things that are bigger than one person, things that are bigger than 10 people. And dealing with rampant healthcare fraud is what the government's supposed to do. But instead, they got in bed with these guys and they said, you know what? You're going to have to – I mean, how the fuck is it going to help the poor who can't afford insurance to pass a law that makes it a requirement for them to pay for insurance they can't fucking afford? What the fuck kind of shit is that? So for once, I'm going, this Obamacare is horseshit, simply because you're trying to put into law bills for people who can't afford it. And right now in this country, that's a lot of people. A lot of people are hurting out there.
But that's immaterial to what the Republicans did. It's a law. It doesn't matter that they disagreed with it or that even you disagree with it.
That's
it's
a
law, and you can't go, well, then I'm taking my laws and going home like the Republicans
did. Yeah, what kind of bullshit is that, dude? I mean, seriously, the law was passed. The law's going into effect, but you're trying to destroy the whole country because you don't happen to like one fucking law?
Mitch McConnell was even caught with his microphone still open telling an aide, we're going to win this. We just have to outlast him. We're going to win this. This is a fucking game to them. Your life, your country is a fucking game to them. They don't care about you. They don't give a shit about you. This is a game you play whether you want to or not, and you will lose it.
Pretty much, man. The fact of the matter is that it's cheaper to pay the fucking fine to not have this shit. And what the fuck is that shit? Fining somebody because they don't have the money to pay for the fucking insurance? What the fuck? How does that help poor people if you're going to fine them because they don't have the money for the policy? And then there's the fact of the matter that the sign up for it is completely hackable. Apparently, it's a hacker's wet fucking dream. And already people's information has been hacked and fucking set loose on the internet. And the site doesn't work. It's taken hours for people to log in. You're having to give up all your personal health information when you fill this shit out. And all of a sudden, it's totally hackable. And you know what? Now, all of a sudden, all your health information that was on all these little databases and all these little clinics and all these little offices. Oh, now the NSA is going to get a real good complete file on you. Now, I think that's the whole point of Obamacare, is so that the NSA and all those scumbags can get your fucking medical information on every single human being out there. Right? I mean, that's what it sounds to me a little bit like. It's a great opportunity for you to get information you couldn't get before.
I'm not so sure I go that far.
I'm going that far, man, because we got to start thinking outside the box and get real. Everybody said, like, I thought this Alex Jones Prison Planet stuff was fucking horseshit. But you know what I'm seeing, man, is I'm seeing them close the fucking noose. The no-fly list, and you can't get your name off of it? What kind of free country has that? The fucking TSA military complex that's happening in this country, which is a privatized military force that doesn't even scan if you've got a criminal or not. We have high schools that are hiring private firms that you don't get to know who it is, and they're telling their parents to tell their kids to say, hey, make your Twitter public. Hey, make your Facebook public. Well, don't they tell us all to say, no, your kids should make it private to keep the child molesters away? And instead, their desire for your children's secrets will endanger those kids. And that's happening all across this fucking country. So, Josh, when you tell me that this isn't a grab for more public information they can't get their hands on, you got to start thinking, man. You got to start looking at this from put yourself in their shoes and start thinking about this. Alex Baldwin was on the Bill Maher show like 8 fucking years ago during the Bush administration, and he talked about hearing rumors of a government think tank, a Republican think tank, that had come up with a plan to get rid of all of our, social safety nets around the country with, privatizing things and just getting rid of Medicare and getting rid of fucking Social Security, getting rid of unemployment. And the way they were going to do that was they were going to bankrupt the government. They were going to bankrupt the government so there was no fucking money for these services. Well, take a hard look around, Josh. Take a hard look around, because what I see is what he predicted. It seems like a fucking reality to me, man. And on that note, let's take a quick break. I need another beer.
Good evening, Count Crazy Craig here. Halloween time is upon us. That means that I'll be taking over for Crazy Craig, that bastard, and his show Super Rock Sunday, calling it Scary Rock Sunday. Some 7,000 supercharged seconds of scary stuff, some ghost stories, and stoner rock and doom and whatever the hell I feel like playing. It is my show. We will not be on live any Sunday soon, so you can go to http://crazycraig. That's crazycraig dot podomatic podomatic.com. And don't forget to keep the lights on because it's so scary. Ooh.
You say you don't wanna run and hide, a place that no one knows, and every American Horrors. You can watch horror movies for free all night and all day, 7 days a week at filmon.com. Premiering this October on American Horrors, Bo Hopkins faces off against Bigfoot in Snow Beast. Harvey Keitel hunts a cop-killing Batman in Corrupt. Rachel Ward fights to survive a knife-wielding killer in Night School. Plus, Blood on Satan's Claw, Demonoid, Night of the Seagulls, Satan's Sadus, and the return of Count Crazy Craig, the Count of Party. Be the first fiend on your block arrested for wearing the American Horrors Asshole Remover t-shirt, only for monsters with big balls. Available for just $24.95 at AmericanHorrors.com.
Well, welcome back to Heart Attack. I'm Hart Fisher. With me is Josh Hadley. And guess what, folks? It is October, so we have some ticket giveaways. If you are in the state of California and you want to go to the Haunted Hollywood Sports and shoot some zombies with paintballs and go shoot some airsoft guns and have a good time and some mazes, good drinks, great bar. I was down there last weekend, and the guys there are fantastic. It's Haunted Hollywood Sports, and we're going to give away two pairs of tickets. If you email me at pr@AmericanHorrors.com, email me pr@AmericanHorrors.com. You have to have a California address. You're better off if you're in the Los Angeles area because these guys are just south of L.A., and we will give you a pair of tickets to the Haunted Hollywood Sports. I have two pairs to give away, and so hit me up. And while we're doing the plugs, I might as well say, go get yourself some Hydra Blue. Go to HydraBlue.com, use the coupon code word horror, and you're going to get 15% off your order. That's right, 15% off your order. And I buy this water myself. I'm a customer. I pay my own money because Hydra Blue is that awesome of a product. It is that fantastic of a fucking water. And that's why I'm promoting it on the show. So use the coupon code horror at HydraBlue.com. You're going to get 15% off your order. And now we're back into the show. And we wanted to talk about some crazy fucking shit going on. I mean, I wanted to mention that Wells Fargo has fired 30 employees over fake new accounts. And guess what, folks? It's taken them how many years to catch up to this? Because they've been doing this for a long time, guys. They actually did this to me. Wells Fargo did this to me. They opened up accounts in my name without my signature, without my authorization. Isn't this illegal? Why are they just firing these guys? Isn't this illegal to open up fake accounts?
I would think it would. Signatures? I would think it would qualify as fraud, but I can't be 100% on that.
I'm certain that there's other major banking laws broken. I mean, come on. It's really illegal to open a fake account with a forged signature. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if that breaks some terrorism laws. So how come we haven't heard anything about an investigation into these false accounts? Because this has been going on for not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years, not 4 years. This shit happened to me like 6 fucking years ago. And I found out when all of a sudden I started getting all these bank statements and these fucking credit cards in my name and in my business name and in my wife's fucking name just showed up at my house. Fucking crazy. So how come?
Remember in the 80s? Hart, do you remember in the 80s when MasterCard and Visa accidentally issued dogs major credit cards?
Well, I mean, according to Wells Fargo, our team members have goals and sometimes they can be blinded by a goal. Blinded to the point where they break the fucking law? Where's your due diligence, you scumbags? How come you didn't contact law enforcement, huh? Why didn't you just fucking fire these guys? What else have these people been up to? If you're gonna fake signatures to open up fake accounts, dude, that's the fucking, what is that? That's just opening the door to criminal contact. What else did you assholes do?
Yeah, this is just what they got caught doing.
Yeah. This is what they got caught doing. We're talking about one or two. This is 30, and that's just in Los Angeles. I want you to think about that, guys. 30 motherfuckers in the L.A. area. How many people in San Francisco are doing this? How many people in the Chicago offices are doing this? How many people are doing this in Michigan? How many people are doing this in New York or Boston or whatever small town you're in? And what else are they doing? How come law enforcement is not involved? When you're a bank, all of a sudden you're not, you don't have to face the law. I mean, this is what's driving me fucking batshit.
And that's just the thing, Hart. These banks get away with it because it's not that they are in the pocket of the government. The government is in the pocket of the banks.
The banks and big business, dude, because it's not just about the bank. I'm going to talk about this issue where everybody's heard about the city of Vernon here in California. They had all those crazy guys who were in power and like Bell, and they had like this insider political hold. And, well, there is a battery processor, a battery recycler over in Vernon named Exide. And apparently they have been polluting everything around them for years and years and years and years. And apparently it's okay to do that if you've just filed for a permit. You don't actually have to have a permit. Just have to have filed for one years ago. This kind of bullshit is happening all around the country. I'm going to flip through the paper here and get to this part, and I want to read this for you guys. This is pretty brutal. Exide is not the only facility with permit issues. The report pointed out that 117 facilities in California that are permitted to store, treat, or dispose of hazardous waste, 29 are operating on expired permits. Among them is a hazardous waste treatment facility in Santa Fe Springs, whose permit expired more than 15 years ago. 15 fucking years ago, and you assholes are shutting down the fucking government? You fucking kidding me? Agency officials say the facilities operating on expired permits are allowed to continue as long as they've applied for a renewal. You know, as long as, I mean, this shit sounds like a mob employee who doesn't show up for work. It sounds like a union trick where Ghost Bob is on the payroll, but there is no Ghost Bob. It sounds like a bunch of fucking bullshit. There's a 115-page report that notes that representatives of many environmental groups believe that the department has a strong bias toward industry at the expense of public health. No fucking shit! If they're operating for 15 years without a fucking permit while they're polluting shit, what the fuck, man?
That's part of the problem. That even goes back to the government shutdown, Hart. There's no oversight anymore. Remember when that silo exploded? What was it, in Oklahoma earlier this year?
Yeah.
It was because of lack of oversight. And the Republicans and all these people want less oversight. They say, just let business do what it wants. Let the free market find its own level. That will never work, ever.
Dude, this battery recycling plant that is called Exide now, it's been operating without a permit since 1976. The plant was bought in 2000, and it's been operating under an interim status. What the fuck does that mean? You've never had a fucking permit since 1976, your battery recycling plant that has been caught numerous times polluting fucking toxic shit. All the people around it are hurting. Exide has been releasing dangerously high lead and arsenic emissions, which can cause cancer, neurological diseases, and learning disabilities in children. You get me? So, the company's agreed to pay for blood tests for lead on a massive scale. What about treating the problems? What about fixing the plant? What about getting it permitted? So, this shit that they tell us about this government shutdown, give me a fucking break. In my mind, the government's been shut down for a long time. It has been bought and paid for a long time. They are killing us all over this country. A lot of this information I'm just getting right today out of the Los Angeles Times. It's right there in your face. And the funny thing to me is you've got all this corruption they're talking about, but not one mention of $9 trillion missing from the Federal Reserve. Not one mention in these mainstream newspapers about the social, the trade agreements that they're trying to get passed in secret overseas. They're deceiving us, folks. They're deceiving us in every fucking way. But if you get up off your ass, you can make a difference. The only reason this Exide plant is being looked at all is because the community rose up and kicked ass. They got up off their butts and they made something happen.
Problem with that is that doesn't happen enough. The local community tends to be in the pocket of the business as well because the business owns their main employer. They don't want to speak up against their employer because they need their job. It big business owns the local community in many, many places, Hart.
You know, and this is the thing that astounds me. We reported earlier in the year about Crestwood, in which Crestwood was a city in Illinois, in Chicago. In fact, I had a girlfriend who lived in Crestwood, so I drank Crestwood water, and they had been pumping poison. They had been using poisoned well water in order to get cheaper water rates for their residents, even though they knew it was killing their residents. And in fact, the woman who was in charge of this, her own kids were drinking this water. And this goes back to what we opened the show with about Mr. Jose Huizar. What you people in office have to understand that there is no safe zone for this pollution. You think that you're going to be okay because you moved your family into a nice neighborhood. But the decisions that you gentlemen and women in office are making about where these corporations can dump, about what is toxic, about what is allowable, this nonstop undermining of our health by our people in office, by corporations who seek nonstop profits, has got to stop, guys. And folks in office, you got to look at the money in your hand and realize this is tainted fucking money. These contributions from these people, it's fucking tainted, and it's going to hurt you, man. It's going to hurt your family. Your family is going to be affected from this. Your children is going to be affected from this. A battery recycling plant that's getting arsenic and lead into the atmosphere, it's going to go everywhere. Everywhere, guys. It's not just going to be in the poor neighborhood where you thought you isolated it to. Once you put it in the air, it's going everywhere. And it's going to affect you. It's going to affect your kids in your schools. So it's not like money's going to protect you from this. It is time to wake up, guys. It's time to wake up, gentlemen and ladies in office. You have got to get off your knees and start doing what's important for this country and for the people of this fucking country. I'm Hart D. Fisher. You've been listening to Heart Attack.
Cuts, buddy, can't get me. I'm as clever as can be, and I'm very so bad.
Enjoy it while you can. It's just like the weather. So quit complaining, brother. No one lives forever.
This summer party, there's a food in the sky. It's the hour of the wolf, and I don't want to die.
No one beats an anything for very long, but just the same. Who cares? There's no place safe to hide. No way to run, no time to drive. So celebrate while you still can. Any second, it may end. And when it's over, it's said and done.
Better that you had some fun instead of dying in the shell.
Why make your night a living hell? You can taste it down the gut. Treat them all and turn them down. No one, no one, no one, no one, no one.
Heart Attack is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.